Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Hello again, great to have your company. Welcome to Australia's best podcast on all things packaged liquor. Today, a special guest. We go deep into the Lion's Den itself, Mr. Jamie Ryan, the King of the Jungle, Estate Sales Director of Lion Co. Jamie, welcome back for another edition of Package. Great to have your company.
Thank you, Peter. And wow, what an introduction. Fantastic to be here.
Jamie, it's been a busy and challenging couple of years. I want to talk to you about a range of things today to let our audience catch up where things are at with Lion. We've had the pandemic the last couple of years here in Western Australia. We're going through the height or the peak of the pandemic right now with the Omicron variant. I want to know what challenges lie ahead during the course of 2022, what the landscape is in the marketplace, any new products that are coming onto the market. And of course, from an LSA perspective, it's a big year. It's our 70th anniversary season or anniversary year. It was on the 10th of June in 1952 that we registered as an association. So lots of history, lots of stories. And I'm keen to hear some of your stories, Jamie, in terms of favourite events, milestones, moments in the course of your career in this wonderful industry. But first thing first, Jamie, how are things shaping up so far as we head into that peak coronavirus / Omicron variant here in Western Australia, and not only in Western Australia, across the nation?
Yeah, look, so far in F22, it has thrown up its a number of challenges that we've had to navigate our way through and still navigating through. So I think everybody thought that, you know, this year hopefully we get a clean run at things, but the pandemic still continues to evolve, which puts challenges on a number of fronts across the industry, not only in retail liquor, but also within the on-premise channel. So obviously right now within Western Australia and Perth in particular, the on-premise channel is particularly feeling the impact given the number of restrictions that are in place across the marketplace. And also there's just a feeling that people are not wanting to go out because they're concerned about actually contracting the virus. So that's definitely noticeable. And then you couple that with what's been probably the year for supply chain issues. So I know COVID itself has caused a raft of challenges from a supply chain perspective globally. Within Australia and in particular within Western Australia, we really have felt the impact of that and continue to. And then we had some natural disasters that unfortunately we bore the brunt of as well, which included flooding in South Australia, which impacted the rail line for about 25 days. And then obviously the tragic flooding on the East Coast, which in Queensland and far north New South Wales, which impacted the communities over there. And also with that impacted supply chain network. So we're still working through that at the moment. Has been some interruption to our supply. And for that, we do apologise to our customers because we don't set out to achieve that. But it's just one of the challenges that we work through. And I think, optimistic about what the balance of the year holds. I guess what is uncertain is how external marketplace influences will impact things such as the cost of freight, the cost of raw materials. All those things just seem to be skyrocketing globally, and we're just trying to navigate through that.
Yeah, there's definitely, in the last couple of years, we've battled, fires, a pandemic, and more recently, floods. And as you say, that railway line damage between east and west has certainly caused quite a few headaches and challenges. Talk about costs, Jamie, and fuel costs associated with shipping and freight for the product. From HQ across to all sectors, all areas around WA, do you see a bit of a reprieve in terms of costs now that the federal government has cut its fuel excise, and obviously fuel or petrol at the bowser is going to be a little bit cheaper for motorists? Is that going to pass on, or does that help with
absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
From Lion's point of view,
yeah, for sure, Peter. That will. No doubt it will assist. Obviously, the increasing price of fuel and other commodities is well and truly skyrocketed over the past few months. So, negating that will definitely assist. but there's also just the challenge at the moment as far as securing the amount of freight required. So because every industry is seeking more additional freight to come into the marketplace or the country. So I think in the short term, yes, it will. Whether it has a longer term fix, I think that'll still play out because there's a number of things that not only fuel have increased, but cost of goods and all those types of raw materials continue and increase, aluminium, et cetera. So, the global demand has definitely put pressure on pricing.
It is a resilient from a producer's / supplier's point of view. It's a resilient sector. It's a resilient industry. Although the last 2 and a bit years, no doubt would have felt like Groundhog Day. I mean, some might say that 2022 is no different to 2021 or this time in 2020. So what do you think have been the milestones and the achievements in the last couple of years while battling through fires, floods, pandemic? What are sort of the moments that stick out that, rejoice and celebrate the industry, particularly the people within?
Yeah, look, I think we've been blessed in Western Australia somewhat. We haven't had the lockdowns or challenges as much as what our East Coast compatriots have had. So we've been quite isolated, and that has actually driven a really strong economy. And I think that all Western Australians have benefited through the fact that people were staying at home, they were travelling within Western Australia and going to places that they don't initially go to. So and with that, then they're going to in turn purchase product and package product and enjoy and consume it when they're at home in their home market. So I think that's absolutely been a highlight that people have realised, how good it is in Western Australia and there's a lot to see and do.
Yeah, so in terms of seeing, doing and consuming / drinking from Alliance point of view, what new flavours and new goodies have you got coming onto the market? Can you sort of divulge?
Yeah, look, we've got a new one under the Furphy label, Furphy Crisp Lager, that will be coming to market at the end of April. And with that, we've also got a New Belgium Hazy IPA, which comes out of under our Voodoo Ranger brand. So that's from the US. That'll be coming to market. And then early May, we've got our next Little Creatures new product, which is a Little Creatures Hazy Lager, right. Mid-strength. So it's a mid-strength variant of Little Creatures. So that'll be available in cans from the 9th of May.
Wow.
Okay. So a fair bit coming, but we don't want to overwhelm the marketplace as well.
Yeah, okay. And you feel there's a strong appetite for this new range despite the challenges we've had in the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, consumers are still looking for what's new. They want to try new things. They definitely have their staple brands from a consumer point of view, but bringing new products to market is vitally important to keep the category interesting and keep consumers looking for different products to try. So for sure.
You mentioned Little Creatures there a moment ago. Jamie, we know that Little Creatures on the banks of Fremantle here in Western Australia, the restaurant, et cetera, set for some kind of changes announced last year. Can you give us a quick update as to where that might be at the moment?
Yeah, look, I can. Like any redevelopment or development, it's still got a lot long way to go through approval and planning process and design and concept. So at this stage, it's still a work in progress, getting to the stage where we actually want to unveil what it will look like, so and what it means and how we can, refresh the offering down here at Little Creatures after its 22nd year.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mentioned that at the very start in my intro that this year is the Liquor Stores Association's 70th anniversary. On the 10th of June 1952, the LSA was registered as an association under the Incorporations or Associations Act. What does it mean for you, not only for yourself, but for Lion to be part and a major partner of the LSA, particularly in its 70th year, Jamie?
Yeah. Good question. I might have mentioned previously, like the LSA and the industry bodies are vitally important, not only for your members, but also from a collective supply perspective, because You are the voice of our industry. So when it does come to, you know, regulations or challenges that we might face on as an industry, the LSA are forefront of that for ourselves as suppliers, but obviously, you know, it, most importantly, for your members as well. So we have a united front that can face these challenges head on, and we can work together to sort of navigate through whatever challenges might come our way.
Well, as part of the celebrations this year at our gala on October 14 at the Crown, so anyone watching, listening right now should mark that date in a calendar, October 14 at Crown Perth. It's going to be a mega event. We'll also be aiming to unearth and celebrate the good times, the fun times, some might say the naughty times, Jamie, over the last 70 years. You've been in this game for quite a while. I mean, you would have experienced a few good time and fun times. What are some of your favourite memories, or what do you love about being involved in this industry?
Oh, look, I love being involved in the industry. Yeah, exactly. So I'll share what I can. no, look, you mentioned that the 14th of October, and obviously the LSA Awards night is a fantastic night in our hospitality calendar. So it is an event that I encourage everybody to get along to, because it's a fantastic representation of our industry and the liquor store industry. I think there's a host of events or things that I could recall, but I think for me, the thing that stands out as far as our industry, liquor store industry, hospitality industry, is the people. So really being able to forge great relationships with people over a number of years, and not just a business relationship as well, to get to know people personally, get to know more about them. And I've had the opportunity, having been in the industry for working for Lion for nearly 17 years now, to forge some fantastic relationships with a number of LSA members. And it's fantastic to be able to not only, you know, see people in their stores or at industry forums, but also to meet socially and out and about and you know, at hospitality occasions as well. So I think we are a hospitality business here at Lion, and we love to ensure that you know, that the LSA members, you know, we participate in that with them and enjoy each other's company socially, but also, you know, from a work point of view as well. So I think when you look at some of those events, absolutely, we've had some cracking things that we've been able to be a part of, and probably too many to list that come to mind. But I think, you know, I'm really looking forward to what the year ahead holds, because we've been restricted by the amount of events and opportunities we've had to socialise over the last sort of short while. And I think there's a wealth of things that are coming down the pipeline now for Western Australia, and pretty excited about what the year ahead looks like from that perspective.
And anyone who's looking to get into the industry, whether it be at a hotel, at a pub, at a liquor store, or at the supplier producer level, what would your advice be to them, Jamie? You'd obviously say that it's really the best job in the world, but what are the aspects that make it the best part of it, the best job in the world?
Oh, as I mentioned, the people, I think we're in a really unique industry where people connect very well. We have everyone has their business to operate, but I even know from I have a great network of colleagues in the supplier world, but also have a fantastic network of colleagues within the hotel and liquor store industry as well. So I think just being able to, we do have quite a unique industry where the way that everybody connects. And I think if anybody was looking to get into the industry, I'd say, yeah, grab the bull by the horns and jump in it, because it is a lot of fun. Yeah, you do have to work hard, and like anything, it blood, sweat, and tears comes into it. But there's also great satisfaction and reward for when you do achieve those things you're looking to achieve, and to be able to partner with your customers to achieve their business outcomes as well.
Fantastic. All right, Jamie. Well, we'll leave it there for now for today, and no doubt we'll pick it up during the course of the year. No doubt we'll probably have a chat leading into our mega event on October 14, which Lion will no doubt be a strong partner involved with, front and centre on the night and leading into that event on October 14. But thanks for joining us today and sharing your insights and some of the challenges over the last couple of years, and a general message in relation to Lion and the benefits of the industry. So thanks again for your time today, Jamie.
Thank you, Peter. And look forward to celebrating the LSA's 70th birthday on the 10th of June.
Absolutely.